Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Bill Nolte. I'm the Associate Superintendent for Haywood County Schools and your host for the Haywood County Schools Report. Today we're going to spend a little time talking about kindergarten registration. That's very different than the pre-K information we sent out earlier. You may have heard earlier podcasts about that. Have the same special guest who's nodding and grinning at me over there, Mr. Ron Moss. He's our elementary supervisor, helps us with a lot of things, managing a lot of things, but one of those is getting folks into kindergarten and ready to be served early in the school year. So let's talk about, we talked about before we went on, and one of the things that you wanted to make sure that we talked about was maybe trying to help people understand why it's important to register. You could literally walk in with your kindergarten child on the first day of school next year. We're going to take them and love them and teach them. But if you can register and allow us to do some things up front, it will be a lot smoother transition for your child. And so anyway, I'm answering the question. Let me let you answer that question. Why do we want people to register in advance?
Okay, the biggest reason for that is the school then has a list of students who they are expecting to enter their school next year. After they get that list, what they do is they begin to create schedules for a screening process that will occur sometime over the summer, and those dates will be given to the people when they come to register. And basically, using the screener, the school gets a better idea of where kids are, so that when they enter school next year, a teacher is able to meet their needs from where they are and move them forward, and doing that for every child without having to spend weeks at the beginning of school really wasting time trying to get to know the kids academically so they know where to move them. They've already got that information before school starts.
And the range of ability coming into kindergarten is probably the broadest range mm-hmm. that we have at any one grade level. We'll have a tiny, tiny number who can call words. I'm not sure they can really comprehend a whole lot, but they can maybe sight read words.
Right.
And we'll have others that don't know letters. And same thing with numbers. We'll have some, you know, that can count and understand what they're counting, and others who don't have number recognition. Mm-hmm. So the screening helps us on day one know where to start with little Bill.
Right. Right.
So anyway, the other thing too, in terms of allotting teachers, if we anticipate that a school's going to have 40 kindergarten students as opposed to 60 kindergarten students, it makes a difference in the number of teachers we allot to that school. We right. want the right number. Right. We don't want too many because that wastes taxpayer dollars, and we certainly don't want too few because we're hiring a kindergarten right. teacher later. Okay, so what's the screening process like? What do we use, and what are we trying to determine?
Okay, just as I said when we talked about pre-K, you know, we have in the past used the Brigance. The Brigance is a very general screener. Several years ago, however, when we had access to a screener that assessed more academic areas and academic readiness, our kindergarten teachers talked about the fact that they had the most balanced classrooms that they had ever had. And that program went defunct. Right. And we ended up purchasing the program back from the company or the university in Houston that had developed it. But it's a much broader assessment than even MCLAS was. But we think we're going to be able to use that program again this year. And in that particular screener, you know, kids will be assessed on their alphabet knowledge, their ability to know numbers, shapes, you know, things of that nature, all of which are early indicators of student success. And kids then that need extra help will get that extra help. Kids that are excelling already in those areas will be pushed forward and instructed at levels that help them grow where they need to be growing.
Yeah, registration, or registering for kindergarten really helps just about everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It helps the teacher know where the student is. I'm being a little redundant here. I'm repeating some stuff you've said. But, you know, it lets that teacher know, well, I've got to work with Bill. He's got to learn his letters
mm-hmm.
first. Or, you know, maybe a smarter Bill in the room, and I'm using Bill, obviously, because that's my name, but there may be a smarter Bill in the room who knows some sight words and he can read. We've got to start working on learning some additional reading skills so that there'll be some good comprehension there later.
Right.
So it really helps everyone. It helps us assign students so we don't have broad ranges in rooms. It helps us hire the right number of teachers. It's just really, really helpful. So let's take a minute and just ease through the registration location. So this is the time where if you have a pencil and you want to listen for your school near your home and write it down, you can also call them. But we'll go through them, and then we'll talk a little bit about where to get that information if you're not writing it down.
Okay, registration always occurs at the individual schools. So at Bethel Elementary, registration will occur on April the 25th, 2018, from 12:30 to 1:30. At Clyde, it will be April 24th, 2018, from 3:30 to 4:30. At Hazelwood, registration will occur on April 24th from 4 to 5. At Jonathan Valley, registration will occur April 23rd, and there registration will be held from 9 to 10. Junaluska will register on April the 26th from 3:30 to 4:30. Meadowbrook on April 24th from 1:15 to 2:15. North Canton on April 24th from 1:15 to 2:15. And Riverbend will register on May the 1st from 8:30 to 9:30.
Right. And so it's just really important that you know, you follow up on that. If you obviously will share that in other ways. Can you talk about the other ways we'll share it and in other ways people can get that information so they don't miss the registration?
Yes, if by chance you need the information, you can call the central office. Our receptionist out front will be able to tell you what date and time registration occurs at each school.
And that's 456-2400.
Right.
456-2400.
Okay, you can also call the school. The school will have that information. They'll be able to give you the date and time. And
that, I would say, is the recommended call.
Right.
Because they're the people you're going to be working with.
Right.
On a regular basis with your kindergarten child.
Even at the school level, if you're looking on the front door somewhere, there should be a flyer posted also with those dates and times. You could get it from that. Hopefully next week we will be running some kind of section in the paper with our pre-K article that will have that listed as well.
And that may or may not have run by the time you hear this podcast. But
right.
But we'll also take that, put it on websites.
Yes, yes.
Tweet it out from the school system and things like that.
Yes.
All right. Very, very good. So, anything else? We're in the last minute. I think did we cover most of it?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you register your kindergarten child. They need to be 5 by August 31st
yes.
of 2018. Thank you for being on the program, Mr. Boss.
Good to be here.
As always, I want to thank everyone for listening to the Haywood County Schools Report. I hope everyone has a safe day and a great day.